Are you tired of making a living at the expense of living your life? Do you love what you do, work really hard, and still only see incremental results? Would you love to multiply your income with ease but have no idea how? Do you know what's stopping you from the breakthrough success you're capable of? Instead, would you like to step into extraordinary success right now? Sandy Rutherford of Inspired Destinies is a leading expert who speaks, teaches, writes, and coaches on how success works and the steps required for its acceleration. Sandy has been taught, mentored, and worked with the legendary Bob Proctor, and she is a certified consultant with the Proctor Gallagher Institute. She has a vibrant global coaching practice where she has transformed thousands of lives. Entrepreneurs and professionals hungry for successful new chapters partner with Sandy Rutherford to cut the crap or counterproductive, really asinine programming and accelerate success by understanding exactly what stops them and in the right order, because success is an exact process. Inspired Destinies provides an incredible environment of support, guidance, and accountability, second to none. Sandy knows people need more help than they think they do to shift that deeply embedded old programming. And Sandy helps up your level of commitment to quantum leap results. To cut to the chase, when you cut the crap, to do the right things in the right order and in the right environment, success is made easy. That's what you get when you partner with Sandy Rutherford of Inspired Destinies. Reach out to Sandy today at inspireddestinies.com. Welcome to Digital Connections, where we bring in expert advice to connect you with the services and resources to build a successful business and ultimately to create the life of your dreams. This show is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in running a side hustle to their current 9-to-5. One episode at a time, we help you build a successful business through amazing digital connections. I'm your host, Nancy Johnson, a marketing coach, strategist, and owner of WSI Digital Connections, a full-service digital marketing agency. On my way to running this company, I have found amazing resources that have helped us grow, and they can help your business thrive too. Everyone needs a friend in digital marketing because digital marketing is about connecting people. So my friends, today we are talking about giving up your life for the life of your company. More specifically, we're talking about how to get out of that cycle of suck that can sometimes occur to us lone business owners. We may be making a living, but our lives are paying a high price. You may have started off loving what you do. You may work really hard every day to move towards success, but in the end, it might feel like you're just spinning your wheels. Meanwhile, you know your success is just around the corner, yet you can't figure out how to get around that wall that seems to have appeared. This is not a new subject for us, and unfortunately, the story is all too common amongst entrepreneurs and business owners, which is why we continue to discuss this. I am always on the lookout for those things that will help my audience to not just get through these kinds of challenges, but to do it easily and to find real lasting success from the solutions that my guests bring to the table. So hence why my next guest is visiting us. She has an amazing program that offers this kind of solution. Sandy Rutherford is a success mindset coach and founder of Inspired Destinies. Taught and mentored by legendary Bob Proctor, the top success and prosperity coach in the world, Sandy teaches you how to create an accelerated pathway to success through a proven, simple, and powerfully effective roadmap in an environment of support, hands-on guidance, and accountability. Through the innovative and life-changing programs at Inspired Destinies, including its renowned Unstoppable Success System, entrepreneurs and professionals hungry for breakthrough success are able to cut the crap and dramatically accelerate their success. Don't worry, Sandy will explain the foul language shortly. So, Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nancy. It's wonderful to be here.
Love it. All right, so let's start there. Explain the foul language, Sandy. What does crap stand for?
Crap. It stands for counterproductive, really asinine programming. And you've got it. I've got it. We've all got it. We've got this programming that is so counterproductive, it's holding us back. I just wrote down, when you know, entrepreneurs, business owners know your success is around the corner, but you just can't seem to get there. It's not because you lack the talent or capability ever. It's because of that programming that is working against you. So it's counterproductive. And it's really asinine because it's coming from people's opinions way in your past or something that happened a long time ago that you hung on to that belief about yourself, and it's artificial. It's a false reality. So that's why I call it counterproductive, really asinine programming. If you cut that crap, anything's possible. Your way is truly paved forward.
I love it. That was actually one of the reasons that you and I connected to begin with, was because you had that list, and I was like, all right, well, I need to know, understand what this crap is. All right. So how does success work? Is there a specific process to actually get there?
There absolutely is. And that's probably one of the most misunderstood things out there, that success truly is a process. It's an exact science. There's certain things that have got to happen in a certain order. And the first thing, you know what, I'll simplify it down to three things. I call it a success triad. And in this order, you've got to be crystal clear. The first part of the triad is clarity of desire. You've got to be crystal clear what you truly want. And it has to be, desire infers an emotional engagement, a level of emotional engagement, which most people lack. They may get clear. Let me go back to being clear first. It's not good enough for your mind to pop new ideas about how to make success happen for you. It's not good enough to say, I'd like to be financially healthy. I talk to a lot of people about their goals and getting into coaching and what do you want? I would like to be financially healthy. That's a condition. That's not a goal. What does financially healthy mean to you, to me? Could be $5,000 a month, could be $50,000 a month, could be $5 million a month. There's no right or wrong, but you've got to understand what you would like. Now, if you have that clarity, you've got to be engaged at the emotional level, or it's just wishful thinking. It's an intellectual exercise. Mm-hmm. So clarity of desire means you got to be crystal clear about something that really gets you excited. It gets you jazzed. That's the first thing. The second thing, and you know, you read any of the big books, you know, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich or any of the big ones, and all success begins with desire. So that truly is the cornerstone, the first thing that you must tend to. And then the second thing is that you've got to have a self-image and belief system that supports that goal. And that's where a lot of us can fall off the rails, because you know, in my own case, I had a very strong self-image. I was highly successful as a physiotherapist, went back for an MBA into corporate, highly successful in my corporate career as a leader in multinational companies, switched to being an entrepreneur, fell flat on my face. I couldn't figure out how to get success going, because my self-image, we all have a strong self-image in various aspects of our lives, whether it be as a parent, as a friend, in a previous career chapter, in my case, in corporate and in healthcare. But we got to make sure that our self-image is supporting the goal where we are residing right now. And a lot of people who switch to being an entrepreneur or get going in network marketing, the self-image is nowhere near strong enough to support it. So it's not good enough to say, but I think I have a strong self-image. Well, you do, I'm sure, in numerous areas of your life, because you've been very successful in all sorts of areas of your life, but not where next level quantum leap success is concerned. So that's the second thing. You got to get that in there to support. And then the third thing is you must be all in committed. And most people let excuses get in the way. And you won't be able to be all in committed unless you are clear. If you're not clear, it's like, commit to what? You might be clear, but if you're not emotionally jazzed, you'll let excuses come up. You will not be all in committed. And if your self-image is not supporting it, you'll find excuses again. So all three of those are always at play, always. Yeah. So you got to tend to them and make sure they're on the same page and strong. And that's a formula for success.
And is that your programs in general, this is what it helps people actually get to the point of understanding these things. And really, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, they go into business because they had a passion or they had this or that. And they are really, once they get there, they're very unclear and they don't even know how to get to clarity to begin with. Right. Is that what you help them find?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because getting to clarity, it's not easy. It's easy once you know how. But again, mm-hmm. we're not taught this stuff. Man, if we were taught all this stuff in high school, I think all of us would be on very different successful trajectories. We address, how do you get clear? How do you build that emotional engagement? How do you align the self-image? Absolutely. You need to get the guidance and support to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the biggest obstacle then to getting there?
I would say the biggest obstacle is your self-image. Mm. Because our self-image is, again, a false reality. It's been in there since we were knee high to a grasshopper and been mm-hmm. built up over the years. And it is, unless your self-image is aligned, you'll just be kind of feel like you're spinning your wheels. So mm-hmm. I think that is the biggest obstacle to success in terms of the kind of the mindset programming, if you will. But I would also answer it a little differently. One of the biggest obstacles to success is also having the support, the guidance, and the accountability, the environment. I mean, you have no idea how much your environment has been impacting your success. When you're around people who are also pushing their boundaries, who are helping support you as you're emerging into a new self-image, when you're pushing your own boundaries, getting out of your comfort zone, going for dream goals, people are supporting that, you're getting guidance, that whole environment is going to absolutely accelerate your success. So one of the biggest obstacles to success, and a lot of people will tell me, yeah, but I get all pumped up when I go on personal development courses. And then I come home, it just deflates because everybody around you, isn't at that high level of vibration and energy from those courses. They're down back where, oh boy, life is really hard kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the environment can be one of the biggest obstacles to success.
Mm. Yeah, this is why I have so many coaches on this show, is because I think that is one of the biggest things for entrepreneurs and business owners. They get out there on their own. They don't have that kind of support. Because they don't have that support, they can't help train their own employees and the people that work for them to think like that either. And it's right. why having a coach, it's why having a program like yours to actually support the work that you're doing is so important as an entrepreneur and business owner. It really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Couldn't mm-hmm. agree with you more.
So now lots of us have done, like you just said, lots of us have done that high quality personal development before and really not seen the results that we were hoping to see. So why is that? What is really driving that? It's just the environment that we come back to that doesn't allow us to get through that?
That's part of the answer, this is so important because I was there too. I followed Bob Proctor. I followed a little bit of Tony Robbins, a lot of Darren Hardy, John Maxwell. Those are my go-to people. When I switched to being an entrepreneur and wasn't getting any good results, they were kind of mediocre. I thought, okay, I guess I got to do more work on myself. So I did start to take the courses, jump on the webinars, get their daily emails and all sorts of things. And love the stuff. And I'm sure a lot of your audience, a lot of your listeners are going to go, yeah, I've been on this and that. I love the stuff and still don't see the breakthrough results. Yes, you'll get some gains, make some gains, but not the breakthrough. So why is that? Because all of that material, it's not good enough to understand it. Mm-hmm. This is such a big point. We got to get that material internalized. And too many of us, it's just sitting at the intellectual level. You go, oh, it makes so much sense. We get intellectually enamored. They mm-hmm. go, oh, I love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can see if I could do this and that. But it's got to get internalized. So it starts to register at various inner states on the emotional level. And emotion is motion. Mm. Once you get this stuff internalized, and like the difference between going, oh, it makes so much sense, I'm going to start doing this, to going, oh, wow, that concept really hit. Oh, my God. I can feel the difference that would really make. Okay, there's the emotional response. and to get that, to get a sustained emotional response, it's not good enough to hear that once. Repetition is the mother of all learning. You've got to stay in this material and let it register with repetition so that it starts to sink in and really get you at the emotional level so that you're truly getting out of your head and into your heart. And the whole world changes once you're internalizing this material. So most people that go on this personal development, and again, me included, they get totally intellectually enamored, but they're not internalizing yet.
You know, it's so interesting because as you're talking about this, I'm like, oh my gosh, it almost sounds like you're talking about a marketing or sales concept, right? But to yourself. We talk about how, you know, in sales and in marketing, it takes an emotion to get people to actually even be interested in what it is that you're selling or what it is that you're talking about. And it's almost like you have to sell yourself these concepts.
That's a great way to put it. Have to sell yourself. You have to convince, persuade yourself, the whole thing.
All right. So if people are looking for that successful road in their business, how do they know if they have what it takes to make it happen?
So here's the beautiful truth. You have what it takes at all times. You're sitting on a gold mine of talent, giftedness, capability. No one ever lacks the talent or capability to really break through into the higher levels of success you seek. So it's not a matter of whether do I have the talent or capability to get there. Yes, of course you do. It's the programming, that mindset, the programming, the paradigms, the wiring, the conditioning, subconscious, comfort zone. It's all the same thing, okay? All of that just needs to be addressed. So you know what? Because at least depending on what you read, at least 80% of anyone's success is mindset. Not strategy, not marketing, you know, not support from accounting. No, nothing. It's mindset. Yeah. Because we all know we can have all the best processes in the world. And I've done my marketing. I'm doing great social media and I've got somebody helping. You know, why am I still not getting results? It's mindset. So just know, the beautiful truth is that you do have the talent or capability to get there. You just got to work on the mindset.
I love that. You know, that's exactly why I do this show. And a lot of this show is around mindset, because no matter how much we plan a person's marketing, like you just said, right, we can build a plan for months on end and then get to the end of it and it will fall flat because the business owner doesn't see their own success in that. And really that just comes right back to it. They've got to have the mindset in order to even implement that plan. So
absolutely. And you know what, it's a kind of an interesting example to look at for those of you, of your listeners that are in network marketing. You know, you can get somebody that you've been in for a couple of years and you're still, you know, barely making your monthly 200 or 500, or, you know, you'd love to be 20,000, but you're kind of coasting along at just a little bit each month. Somebody comes in and boom, they shoot up numerous ranks and all of a sudden they're making 15,000 and you go, what the hell? It's like, I've been here and I'm more experienced. I know this better. What it comes down to is they're not more talented. They're not more gifted. It happens to be back to that success triad. They were really clear and emotionally excited about what they wanted as a goal. And their self-image just happened to be supporting it. They might not have even known it, but it happened to be supporting it. Boom, and off they go. And they were all in committed. And that's all it took for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the other thing we talk a lot about is I'm a big fan of this book, Positive Intelligence, right? And the book talks about, you know, really kind of those blocks that ultimately, you know, once we get into this certain mindset, we can no longer see the opportunities that are sitting right there in front of us. Right. And all it takes is that shift, that one shift over. And then all of a sudden, the same thing that was sitting there beforehand becomes an opportunity rather than a roadblock. And it's incredible just to know that is the possibility. But I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, they just get so lost in this, the loneliness at the top kind of syndrome, you know? So, yeah.
Well, and the other thing at play there is, you know, I like to explain things in terms of energy or vibration. Because, you know, everything is energy. As far, you know, science tells us everything in this universe is energy, including our thoughts and our feelings. That can be measured with technology. So everything is energy, and dream goals are on higher frequencies. How do we know that? Just go there in your imagination. Imagine if I were making 20,000 a month. I'm only making 200 a month right now. Whoa, what if I was making 20,000? Oh, the things that I could. Okay, so your whole energy shifts as you imagine that. So we know that dream goals are on higher frequencies than where we are right now. And you can only attract what's on the frequency. That's science. That's physics. You can only attract what's on the same frequency. So you get clear, crystal clear, and jazzed, you're going to raise your vibration. If your self-image starts to get into alignment, you start to go, oh, you know what? I think I can do that. You know what? We got this. I think, boom, your vibration is rising. And as you commit, as that all is all happening, you start to go, you know what? Let's come on. Let's take action here. I'm all in. Let's forget those excuses. And your whole vibration, now you're committed and your vibration goes up again. And so your mind, you know, you make that all in commitment. Your mind jumps to a whole new frequency. Back to your point, Nancy, about the opportunities have been sitting right there. It's just not seeing them because you weren't on that frequency of what those opportunities were all about. But you start to work on this stuff and you shift your frequency, your vibration, your energy higher and higher. And you start to see the things that have been around you for ages and you just weren't aware. Why weren't you aware? Because you weren't on that frequency. You couldn't see them. So it is energy. Yeah.
Or even, you know, people just suddenly show up. You're like, wait, where did you come from? Oh, well, you know, you looked happy, so I thought I'd talk to you.
Right. But there's vibration again. You were on that vibration, so they came right in, right? They came you attracted them because they were on your frequency, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so what is the number one key to success? And is there something that we can work on to get success moving more easily?
Yes, the number one key to success is called impression of increase. And I love this. It's so easy to do. Everybody can start. It's just leaving people better off. Everyone you come in contact with, whether it is not only prospects, you know, doesn't matter. Just think about this. If your goal is to leave a prospect better off, not becoming a client, you hope they do, but your goal is to leave them better off, they are more likely to want to become a client because you've just raised them up and left them with something more than they began with when they were interacting with you. Mm-hmm. And even if they're not ready to become a client, you have impacted them so positively that they'll go, you know what? I'm not ready right now, Nancy, but I got somebody I think you should talk to. Mm-hmm. So the number one, it is absolutely the number one key to success is getting into the habit of leaving prospects, clients, partners, suppliers, employees, team members, upline, downline, colleagues, bosses, you know, leave people better off. I guarantee if you get yourself in the habit. So whenever you go to meet somebody, think genuinely, how can I leave them better off here? Like none of this fluff. Oh, you look so lovely today. No. None of that light fluff, something that's genuine. But you get in that habit, it will be life changing for you. Cause and effect. You're the cause. Just watch the effect happen.
You know, it's interesting because from an SEO perspective, right, from a marketing search engine optimization perspective, this is exactly the same principle that we teach, right? Which is put something of value out there for people, and it is amazing what ends up happening and how easily you're found because you've started putting out high value items for people.
Exactly.
It's all interconnected.
It is. It's absolutely interconnected. So, you know, to answer that, your question or the question you asked me, you can start on that right away. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the other thing that you can start on, you know, what paves the road more easily to success? What accelerates your path to success? Definitely impression of increase, managing your vibe. Okay. Be aware. And you know what? All personal development starts with awareness. If you're not aware of what you're, you know, whether your thoughts or your feelings or your behaviors are on a good vibe or a negative vibe, then you won't be able to course correct. So to become aware, how's my vibe today? That's a great way to start. I get my clients putting up a little sticky notes on their computers, on their phone, put a little reminders on their phones, put it on their fridge, you know, what's my vibe or what am I thinking? Right. Because it all leads to becoming aware. And that is a quick way to start something to do to start accelerating your own success. When you become aware of your vibe and start to know how to raise it a little bit, you're on a different frequency, you'll immediately attract differently.
I love it. All right, Sandy, we are just about out of time, but is there anything else that you want to add before we close today?
I just want to emphasize again, any of you listening, you're capable of consistently extraordinary success. You have what it takes. You have all the time. The gifts and talents and capabilities you have inside would stun you. If we could just unzip you, you could see them all. Mm-hmm. So never doubt that you've got what it takes. Just get the support, the guidance, the accountability, the right environment, and you'll watch magic happen.
Yes. And Sandy, you're a great place to start for that. So thank you so much for stopping by and sharing the information with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nancy. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. Before we take off today, I want to leave our listeners with our digital marketing tip of the day. So I've been thinking a lot about this lately because many of the folks who are in my coaching program are coming to me because they have not spent a lot of time considering the path that people are taking to find them. We call this the buyer's journey. In fact, I had a company reach out to me that wanted to partner on a new product that they have. But as I went out to research them, I found another company that had been around for a lot longer and had a similar name, and it was easily confused with this new product. Additionally, when the CEO reached out to me for a conversation, his email address was a Gmail. And then when I went to find him, his sales rep and him on LinkedIn, both of them were listed with other companies, and neither of them linked to the LinkedIn company page that they had set up. So not to mention that their website had no clear call to action. So I really had little idea what the next steps would have been if I were one of their prospective clients. So I'm obviously not going to send my people there or recommend their services to anybody. But honestly, it just made me want to ask them, do you want me to create a buyer's journey for you? Do you want to hire me to do that? But that is the point. This is something that you can easily do for yourself. Put yourself in your client's place. How would you go about getting connected to you? Do you have calls to action on your website? When people are looking for your products and services on Google, can they easily find you? Do you have updated links on all your social media, and are your profiles up to date? Where are they going to start, and is the end going to bring them to you? All right. A huge thanks to my guest today, Sandy Rutherford with Inspired Destinies. You can find Sandy at inspireddestinies.com, or you can check her out on LinkedIn because her profile is up to date and all of her contact information is up to date as well. All right. So please make sure to follow us, subscribe, and like us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find this episode and previous shows along with contact information for all our guests and for me at our website at digitalconnections.us. Have a great week and tune in next time for another amazing digital connection for your business.